A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so we're waiting for this guy to finish, right?
We're waiting for this guy to finish the level, and then I'll quit playing after that. We're just running Trinity bonuses for each other. Even though I've already got this bonus, he already had it, but he's trying to get the legendary part that comes with the Trinity bonus. Sometimes it's random, so sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get bottomless pouches, which are grenade pouches, instead of the legendary part, which you get the Medal of Courage out of this one, even though I already have three of them. But I just helped a guy out. Anyway, go on.
What is that? What's the Medal of Courage do?
Medal of Courage is a level canceller. So if I'm using a level 50 weapon and I go into a level 39 stage, like I'm in now, and I have the Medal of Courage on there, it does not give me the big penalty that you get for using a higher level weapon in a lower level stage. So if I didn't have a Medal of Courage on there, I would get a big penalty, and I have a level 30 weapon instead of a level 39 weapon. So the Medal of Courage helps maintain the equal level when you use a higher power weapon in a lower level stage. Got all that?
All right. I'm glad you know so much about this game.
That's because I've been playing it for 647 hours.
Oh, really? That's
635 hours, actually.
All right. You need to calm down a bit. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. With me today is my dad.
That's me, Big Daddy. Oh, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and start going back this way.
Oh, is he almost done with the level now?
Yeah, he just said he was done with the level, so I'm going to go meet him up. And hopefully he got everybody, and we finish up. He just placed the keys, so he just got the deal.
All right.
The emblem came up, so I'm going to run over there and meet him at the deal.
Can't he just break it and end it, or do you have to be there with him?
He can break it and end it, but it's always nice to do it together.
Oh, okay.
Or at least close there.
All right, a little bit of camaraderie.
Oh, he broke it for me.
Oh, well, there we go.
So anyway, all right. I'm covered in sweat. So let's see if he got all the monsters out of there.
All right, let's find out. This is live.
A lot of times you do this, you miss one, because there's one that hides at the end. So let's see if he got
it. He got low level.
Oh, he beat him
all. He got genocide.
All right, so let's see what I get. Medal of Courage or Bottomless Pouch?
No damage.
Medal of Courage. Legendary.
All right, there you go. All right. Man, you're lucky. That's number four.
That's right. I think I have four of those now. How about that?
Too bad you can't just give that to people. So then you wouldn't have to sit here for 20 minutes.
I know. You can't just email it over to somebody or gift it. That would be nice if you could do that.
Yeah, well.
Since they have not come up with that part of the game yet, we cannot do that.
All right.
So anyway, let me quit out of this game here.
Okay.
In a second. So we'll continue on right here. Okay, now he wants to do another stage, but I gotta go. Thanks, buddy. All right. So Let's start the show.
All right. Now, I know you've recently been playing, you've played some other games other than Resident Evil.
Yeah, I've been playing Super Mario 3D World. Pretty fun. Shelly already beat it, but she's going back to collect all the green stars and the stamps, which I will do shortly, is beat that game and then go and collect all the green stars and the stamps. And I'm also playing Call of Duty Ghost, but I'm not sure how much I like that game yet. It's going to be a... seems to take a while to get leveled up. You got to collect all those weapons, so you don't have any of the good weapons yet. So we'll see what happens.
What? How about the new, like, you got like a squad of different people, and you like that? Or?
Yeah, there's a squad deal on there that you can play. And you can level up that way, I guess. You can level up faster, I guess. I haven't played it that much. I'm only like a level 4 or 5.
So. All right. And
what else?
Have you seen any movies lately?
We saw...
you guys just rented a movie.
I say we went to the movies, but I think we had that discussion already. We saw the...
yeah, we already talked about when we...
We saw Man of Steel, which I thought was... we rented Man of Steel, Superman. I thought it was pretty good, actually. Not a bad movie. Hope they come out with another one.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Was it better than other Superman movies?
Yes, because the other ones were more of a... the other Superman movies were more towards the comic book type deal. You know, made back in the 80s, you didn't have all the special effects and all the stuff you have now with you can really make Superman look pretty good and the special effects. But it was more of a... I don't know. It was good.
All right. Who's your favorite superhero?
Well, I really don't have one. Mighty Mouse was pretty good.
Yeah?
Underdog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the Have No Fear, Underdog is here.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Mouse is on his way. Who was the other one? Which one squeezed the belt? Underdog had the ring, right? And he took the deal with the ring.
I believe this is before my time. I have no clue what's...
And then you had one that squeezed the belt. Then you had Touche Turtle. He was a pretty good superhero. Touche away! Yeah.
What did he do?
He was a turtle, and he sword fought.
Oh, okay. So he's like French?
Yeah, it was like French. And he wore a hat with a... like a deal like that, and did a sword fight. Touche away!
All right.
Yeah. With Mighty Mouse and Underdog. There was another one. Squeeze, pulled his belt. Who was that? I can't remember. Anyway.
All right.
What else?
Anything else going on in your life right now?
Well, let's see. We had some big changes yesterday. It was announced at the job for us. We had in December, they let go of the president of the company. They brought in this other guy that worked with Stevens Media or knows people that own Stevens Media, and he brought him in as the new CEO in December. And yesterday, they let go of the publisher, and the new guy, the new CEO, brought in two more of his people, a COO and a CRO, which is a chief operating officer. And a chief revenue officer. So we have three new big executives running the show for the Stevens Media and the Review Journal. So the deal is that the newspaper industry is bad, and Review Journal is double digit, over 20%, put it that way, down from last year, which was last year was a bad year, and we're even 20% worse than that this year in revenue. And the owners of the company are, when you ain't making no money, you make changes or you sell it. So they're making changes. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll leave me alone. I won't have to worry about it. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll be a positive type stuff. Anyway, What else?
All right. I don't know. Didn't really come up with any questions.
Oh, we caught a mouse.
Caught the mouse?
Caught one of them. If there's more than one, we'll catch the other one. I got a new trap, and there was a mouse got caught in it.
I saw him the other day. I was out here getting ready to leave for work. I was eating my breakfast at the table, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw something go right across the floor, and I went and checked the pantry, but I couldn't see it in there. I figured it probably went under the fridge or something.
Probably did, but it was in the trap. So the trap's in the trash. We got to get the trash out, so we forgot to take the trash out last week. The trash cans are quite full.
Yeah, they're overflowing,
so
which is unfortunate.
But that's what's going on over here.
All right. That's real exciting life over here in the Pearl household.
Yeah, we lead an exciting life.
Yeah. How was your New Year's?
Well, I work, so just another day.
Okay. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, because I never keep them. Well, I have them.
Okay. How was your Christmas?
Same. Another day. I work, man. When you work for the newspaper, you don't get those days off unless they fall on your days off, so...
Right.
Just another day in my life.
Are you excited for the Super Bowl coming up?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean,
are those teams already decided yet, or are the playoffs going on? No, they're still playing.
They got two more weekends of the playoffs.
Who do you want to be in it?
It really don't matter, as long as I win money.
Okay.
That's all. It don't matter who's in it. As long as when I place my bet, I win. That's all that matters.
All right.
I haven't watched any football really all year. Not even a whole game. Not one whole game.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a bummer year. Been playing too much video games.
I went to B-Dubs the other day with Max and watched... What game did we go? We went and watched the 49ers versus whoever. It was okay. I don't really pay attention to the game at all.
No.
No, but there was the other two games that were on, I was watching. Or it was that game where they came up from behind, and then there was the, I don't know, some other game.
Oh.
I don't care about sports.
I don't really pay that much attention.
Mm.
All right, what else?
Let's see. We talked about movies, which we always talk about. Talk about games, which we always talk about. You never listen to anything new. Oh, what's something that people don't know about you?
I don't know. If they listen to this, they know pretty much everything I do.
Yeah. You've been on enough. You've shared pretty much your whole life story.
That's right. I don't know.
All right.
I got a pretty boring life right now. I just go to work and I play video games. I go to work, 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 I play video games. I go to work. Then I play video games.
Yeah. And sometimes you cook.
Sometimes I cook. I'll probably cook something this week. And that's some kind of tortilla soup or something like that. But that's about it. We don't, every once in a while we'll go out and gamble, lose our ass. Most of the time. We're going to take a week off in the Super Bowl week. I'm taking that whole week off. We're going to go to California for a few days. That's about it. That's the plan. Still going to the gym, still working out. Still using the trainer.
Have you lost any more weight?
Lost a couple more pounds, so everything seems to be working.
That's good.
I'm still tired all the time.
Yeah, well, you're old, so.
I guess that's what happens when you get old.
Mm-hmm. Do you, you got a new bed thing?
Oh, yeah, we got a new bedroom set from Costco. Pretty nice. We asked about a new refrigerator and a new bedroom set. So 2013 wasn't a bad year. So we paid cash for everything. Didn't have to use any credit cards or anything like that. So it was all good. So can't complain about that. It's a nice bedroom set.
It's really heavy.
It's pretty heavy. Hopefully your mother doesn't tear it apart.
Well, I don't know if she could. That, like,
well, she'll scratch it.
That's some heavy stuff.
She'll scratch it because she piles everything on top of everything on top of everything.
I guess,
top of everything. As you can see what the kitchen table looks like.
Yeah, which that's basically all her.
That's pretty much what it is. So, as long as she doesn't tear it up for the money that it cost, she better not.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
James was just here. What do you think about that?
Well, does his mom and dad listen to this?
No.
I don't know. James is all right. I like James. He's a good kid. He's doing some good stuff for the Naval Academy. He's trying to get a career going. So I can't complain about anything James does. He's all right.
Right.
Too bad his mom and dad didn't spend more time with him. That's all.
Okay.
But if he's happy, I guess it's okay.
All right. Now,
does James listen to this?
No, he's not allowed to.
Oh,
he's right. Not allowed to, like...
Well, he might listen to it later when he's allowed to.
When he's allowed to, he'll probably catch up on some episodes, yeah. Forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, I guess we can continue. You just use talking, telling some stories.
Stories?
Yeah, some stories. I think we last time we left off, we moved to Palmdale. And then I think I was born.
Well, I know we were discussing, we were going to talk about the cabin. So let's talk about the cabin for a little while.
Okay.
Because I don't think we really talked about the cabin. The cabin was... Mom and Dad purchased a cabin up in the southern Sequoia Mountains. Like in 1988 or 89, something like that. I think maybe 89. Right there. We were still living in the Creekside Apartments. Or Patricia. I don't know. We were still living in an apartment for the first time we went up there. And then we moved to the Archwood Lane condo. And then the deal with the cabin was a two-bedroom cabin, probably 1,200 square feet. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, a kitchen, a dining area, and a living room. And then it was on stilts, and it had a work area underneath. So you can go down underneath, and there was a whole workbench and workshop underneath the cabin down there. And then it kind of went on was on stilts, and the lookout was like in between two mountains. It had like a V shape, and you could look right through the valley, and you can see for hundreds of miles. On clear days, you can see for hundreds of miles out there, up into, probably, I think, 8,000 feet up, something like that. Came with two snowmobiles, so we had snowmobiles and good view, a nice long driveway, and it was close to a place called Camp Nelson, which had a river that went through it, and we'd go down there and we'd go fishing at the river. So our first time we went up there, I believe it was our first time, it was snowing. You weren't born yet, but we went up to the cabin and it was like scary driving up there. Your mom was all scared. Slow down, slow down, slow down.
Well, mom's always scared if she's not driving.
We didn't know where we were going. Cliffs all over the place. So it was kind of scary, but we got up to the cabin. It was snowing. And we thought it was really snowing, but it really wasn't snowing that big until the next day, and it was really snowing. But you had to park your car on the street, on the side of the hill on the street, and then you walk down the big driveway because you can't park down at the bottom of the driveway. You can't get back up, not in the snow. Summertime, when dirt's all hard. You can get up there fairly easy. Sometimes you slip and slide, but then if it snowed a lot, you have to go out there and dig your car out of the snow. As we've been up there and it snowed 3 feet, man. So it'd be everything be buried. But the cabin was really nice because you can take the driveway and in the wintertime, the snow, you take it, and you pack down the driveway, and you have all the sleds, and you come down the driveway. That was our sled run. So you can build jumps down the driveway. And it was probably 150 feet, at least 150 foot long driveway. So it was a pretty good run. And you could go on pretty fast when you get down to the bottom of that driveway. You got to slam on the brakes or jump off so you don't go off the side because there was a big drop to the next person. So it kept a big driveway that was like that.
Not just off a cliff.
Off a cliff, but it just goes down like that into the trees. So it was pretty fun. And then we had the snowmobiles, and we dig the snowmobiles out of the snow and fire up the snowmobiles, take those around on the street, up in the hills a little bit, and have some fun with that. And Grandma and Grandpa would come on. We'd always go to be like me, Mom, and Chaley, Tabitha. We used to take Michael a lot, so Michael would come with us. And then Grandma and Grandpa would come up. Sometimes he'd bring TJ. And then Rick would come up every once in a while. think Pam's been up there a couple of times. I think Terry was up there once. But most of the time it was just me and your mother and then Grandma and Grandpa. We even go up there by ourselves. Grandpa gave me a set of keys so we can go up there. And we go up there by ourselves and go fishing and stay in the wintertime, go up there for the weekend and just hang out, you know, in the snow.
Yeah.
And then go fishing. We used to go fishing down that deal. We used to catch quite a bit of fish.
Now there's a story, right?
About
you fishing with Shaley?
Yeah, we did see the bear. I don't know. Did I say that? Tell you that story before?
No, not on the podcast.
Was that Shaley or Tabitha?
Shaley always says it's her. But maybe you just told her it was her one time and she's just kind of gone with it.
Was it Shaley? Must have been Shaley. Tabitha might have been too old. Tabitha was probably saying that. So it probably was Shaley. Shaley was born in when? 87? So she was probably... When was Shaley born?
87. Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been a few years afterwards. Before you were born. So it must have been... She was born in 87. She'd be 3. Might have been Tabitha. Could have been Shaley. Well, let's go with Shaley.
All right. Glad we figured that out.
Anyway, we used to go to the fishing down at the river. And one day, it was just me and Shaley. Mom was up at the cabin doing something, whatever. She didn't want to go fishing. So we went down fishing. And we're catching fish. We're having fun. We got 3 or 4 fish on the stringer. And we're just sitting there. And up there at that area, you have giant squirrels. And I mean big squirrels, like small dogs. Big old tails like that. Well, they jump and they run all over the place, and they make a lot of noise. So when they go through the bushes and everything. So you really don't pay attention to it. But we're sitting there fishing. We're sitting on the rocks, and we're fishing in this little pond area, which is about 15 feet across. And it's about 2 feet deep, maybe 2.5 feet deep. So you can actually see the fish. It's clear water. You see the fish. You kind of look, see where the fish is at. You throw your line out there, and maybe you get lucky and they go after it. Maybe they don't. Well, we're sitting there fishing, and we hear this noise. You hear this. Like, well, it's probably one of those giant squirrels. So we just continue fishing. We hear this noise again. And across the little pond, out of the bushes, pops a bear. I think it was a black bear. And it was probably a few years old. Didn't look like a cub, but it wasn't an adult, fully grown bear. At least it didn't look like.
All right.
But the bear pops out, and we're sitting on a rock. And like... Holy shit, there's a bear. And Shaley looks at the bear, and I grab her, and we start running up the rock. So we didn't know what the bear was going to do. I thought the bear smelled the fish on the stringer, so he was coming across to get the fish. So she starts crying. And we run up the rocks, and as we start running up the rocks, the bear just stops, turns his head, and he looks up at us. Stares at us for a second, two, drops his head, walks on down the river. Didn't even go for the fish. He just walked on down. And we grabbed her. We got down there. We grabbed our fish. We got up. We took off up the river, the opposite direction. And there was a bunch of people up there. I said, hey, man, we just saw a bear down there. Said, oh, wow. And they took off to go see the bear. And so we decided, all right, we're going to get out of here. And we got back up to the car, and I talked to Shaley. He said, man, you know, fish are biting. We got to go back down there and fish. Bear's gone. She didn't want to go. She was crying. Where do I want to go? I want to go back to the cabin. I want to go back to the cabin. So we ended up going back to the cabin and didn't go back fishing for the rest of the day. But it was pretty exciting. I mean, a bear pops out. It was kind of spooky. You know, it didn't growl or do anything. Didn't jump up. It just kind of stared at you for a second or two. And then it walked on down the river. But that's as close as we've ever been to a bear. I mean, you're pretty close. You're 20 feet away. It could have jumped across that deal right at you.
Yeah.
You know, but it was kind of spooky. But it was okay. So we went back and we cleaned the fish. And I don't know if we ate them or froze them. We used to eat them. We used to freeze them. And we'd have fish there. We'd take the fish home and give it to people and whatever.
All right. I believe there's another story about a bear. Well, it's not a bear, but where you guys...
Well, we used to make fun.
Like... walking or something?
We used to go hiking a lot, and we were up there. I think Pam was there this time. A whole group of us was up there. And there used to be an area at down at the end of Redwood Drive. There was a lodge. And I think they use that lodge during the summertime, winter time they close the lodge. But if you kept on going, you hit a dirt road. You kept on going down a dirt road, you go back there and you can hike. And way back there is some of the biggest redwood trees in the world. So they had some trees back there with signs. You know, there's trees over there that's over 3,000 years old. And you go back there and see those trees. But you have to hike back there. So we all went back there for a hike, and we had Shelly in the stroller. And we were coming back. As we're coming back, we hear this noise. You know, it was like, you know, you hear this noise like this. Some kind of weird breathing. Like, we stop. What the hell's that? And just trying to make a, not really if it was funny, we're just, what the hell's that? It's in the bushes. You know, you hear the noise. It's a bear, it's a bear. So we all started running. What it really was Shady was snoring and breathing somewhere away in his throat. And we thought it was a bear, scared ourselves. We had to get the hell out of there. But it was pretty funny. He had to be there. But it was pretty fun. That was fun. We used to have fun. I mean, we used to hike all over the place, take hikes around Redwood Drive, hikes up in the mountains. One of the first trips we went up there, me and your mother and Shady took off for a drive. And I don't know where the hell we went, man. But we went off on these side roads. We were miles into these mountains. And it was pretty nice. It was beautiful. But I can see how you really get lost when you get up in there. We had another deal. This was a winter time. Tabitha was up there with us. And Grandma and Grandpa. And me. Carrie, Shaley. I think Michael was probably there. We decided to take a hike. So me, Grandpa, and Tabitha decided to take a hike. So we dress up in our snowsuit. Everybody grabbed one of the fruit pies. We used to go to the hostess shop, get the day-old stuff for a dollar, and get all the donuts and fruit pies. We took a bunch of junk up there to eat. So we each grabbed a fruit pie. We said, well, okay, we're going to hike up to the lookout up there in the snow. So we get out in the early morning, you know, whatever it was, 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. And we parked the car in a certain spot. We get out and we start walking. And it was pretty easy up to a certain point. We said, okay, which way do we go? We got to go this way. Well, the way we went took us over the hill. And as we started walking, the snow was up to our waist deep. And we just kept walking and walking. And we'd sink in the snow up to our waist deep. And we thought we were going to get to the lookout, so we kept going. But actually, we were going away from the lookout. And we had no idea where we're at. We're in tall trees on the side of a hill in deep snow. And it seemed like for hours we were hiking. So we finally stopped. She says, oh, we need to take a break here. So we stopped. We ate our pie. We didn't bring no water. Nothing to drink or anything like that. You're not supposed to really drink the snow.
No.
You know, or eat the snow to do that. But we had to. We didn't bring anything. So we're up the side of the hill. We didn't know if we were going the right way or not. So we decided, all right, let's turn back. And we started walking back. And it was deep, sinking up to your waist in the snow. It was cold. It was getting late. I think we got back to the cabin. It was dark. It was like 6, 7 o'clock. So that's how long we were gone. We were gone like 8 hours.
Jeez.
And we didn't go anywhere. I don't know how far we hiked. We probably only hiked 2 miles, maybe. Maybe 2 miles, if that. But we were on way one side of the mine. So you can see how people get out there and get lost if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
And you get out there and get lost and it's cold and snowy like that. It's terrible.
Yeah, you guys almost died a lot.
But it was fine. I mean, we had a good time. But it was really a stupid move. We had no food, no water, no light, no matches. We didn't bring any of that stuff. We're just going to go for a quick hike up to the lookout and back. Yeah. The lookout was up at the top of the hill. Somehow, there's a split, and we took the split. Instead of going this way, it goes up. We took the split. We just never made it. But, you know, that's what it was. But we used to have a lot of fun up there at the cabin. I remember one time they were coming up, one of the first times coming up, me and your mom was there first with Shady, and then Tabitha and Michael was riding with Grandma and Grandpa in his truck. He had an old silver truck. I don't know what it was. Chevy Aztec or something like that, some kind of truck. And we had to put the chains on because there was so much snow on the ground. And he had cables, not chains, but he had cables on his tires. At some point before he got to the cabin, one of the cables snapped. And they were all scared because the truck was slipping and sliding and doing that. I guess he wanted to get in the back of the truck and bounce it up and down or something to try to get traction on the wheels of the truck to get it going. But eventually he ended up parking the truck. He hiked up to where the cabin was. I don't know how far down it was, maybe half mile or from the cabin or mile. And we got down there and we undug one of the snowmobiles and pulled the snowmobile back up in there and then pulled the stuff back out of the truck. And then we eventually went over there, got the truck freed up and got it over to the cabin. So that was a pretty fun day for everybody. But it was all funny. At the end of it, it was all funny. And then there was another time that this was in May. We were up there Memorial Day. Is that the holiday of May? Is Memorial Day? We were up at the cabin Memorial Day. It was me, your mother, Tabitha, Shady, Rick, and Grandma and Grandpa. I don't know if Michael was there too. There was a lot of times Michael would always show up. So we're up at the cabin. Warm, nice weather deal. So we decide, hey, we're going to park at the bottom of the hill. Now it's a dirt road up the driveway, and it's dirt driveway.
All right.
So we decide to park down there. So there's Rick, there's me, and there's Grandpa. Grandpa's got a different truck this time. He's got a Toyota four-wheel drive truck. So we're down there, and it starts to rain. Rain comes in, starts to rain. Uh-oh. So we get, I don't think we did anything. We just left it. Next day, it snowed overnight.
Oh, goodness.
This is in May on Memorial Day. It snowed overnight. There was a couple inches of snow on the ground, and plus it was all muddy and wet. So we had to get the cars back up the driveway. And that was, Grandpa yelling and screaming and hollering.
Yeah.
We got Rick's up the driveway. He had bald tires. Got Rick's up the driveway. We had to go so far, we put wood underneath his tires. He'd get traction. Go so far, put wood on the tires, get traction. So we did that with Rick. We had a car that had front-wheel drive, so we were able to get up there a little easier. And then Grandpa wanted to get his truck up there. So we did Rick's first, then our car, and we're going to do Grandpa's last. And their mom and Gary's in there cooking breakfast. So Grandpa's trying to get his truck up, and it's just sliding back and forth going up the driveway. I think Carrie yells out the window about breakfast. And Grandpa yelled something nasty back about breakfast. All pissed off, yelling and screaming. And then, I don't know, your mother said something. Sorry, something like that. Anyway, we get the truck all the way to the top. He's yelling, we're all covered in mud because he's just spinning tires. And he gets up there, and he goes, oh, yeah. I could have put it in four-wheel drive and put it in mud.
Oh, come on.
And he's like, you know, why did we do all that? But that actually really pissed me off because here you got a four-wheel drive and you didn't put it in four-wheel drive and stick it in low so we get up the driveway. But it was funny when it was all said and done. It was funny. Just chalked it up another fun weekend at the cabin. But we had a good time. It was a good cabin. We had a lot of fun. You were there a few times.
I know we have some video, like some home videos of me up there.
We got some home videos and a few pictures when you were up there. But we had, it was fun. You were too young, and then Grandpa got sick, and they had to sell the cabin. So you were born in, what, 92?
Yeah, 92.
And I think they sold the cabin in 94 or 95. So you were only two.
Yeah.
So you might have made it up there a handful of times. You were up there as a baby, I think.
We have a picture of you and me with an icicle somewhere.
Oh, yeah. A big icicle. Yeah, we used to get like 4 or 5 foot long icicles. That was pretty cool.
You should see if you could find that picture and send it to me.
It's on, that might take a while. That ain't going to happen today.
No. Well.
You know what I mean? I doubt that's going to happen today because it's... Well, actually, you know what? It might be on Facebook. If you look on Facebook...
All right.
It could be on Facebook under my... one of my photos. In fact, it might be there. I don't know.
I'll have to check it out.
You can check Facebook and see if it's on there. But that was a pretty interesting part of our life. I liked the cabin because you go up there, it was quiet.
Now, did you like, what did you like better, the cabin, or did you like when Uncle Mike had access to the ranch?
Oh, I liked the cabin better.
Okay.
The ranch was in the hills, and it was hot. So we never went up to the ranch when it was in the wintertime or anything. But that ranch was a rough drive to get back there. If you didn't have a nice, if you had a nice old car, you wouldn't want to go back there in your car. It was a rough road to get back there. But it was...
I don't remember the drive up there.
Yeah, we had to go on a nasty dirt road. It was all chewed up and everything, like from rain and everything.
But I just remember
it was fun, you know. We had fun up there.
We had skeet shooting and...
Yeah, you go up there, shoot, they had a shooting range and a skeet shooting, trampoline. We were up there a few times. I think we spent the night up there.
I remember spending the night one time.
I think we spent the weekend up there.
Well, what was that situation? I never really understood.
They leased it from...
Thought he had a ranch.
They leased it from one of their friends, somebody they knew. It was his ranch. They leased it back or something like that. So they go up there. There was three or four of them. At one point, he asked me if I wanted to get some, because somebody was leaving, so he asked me if I wanted to get involved. But then right after that, something happened. The guy sold the ranch or something.
Yeah.
Something happened, and they had to get, they got rid of the ranch. But I liked the cabin much better than the ranch, because the cabin, you're up there alone, and you're in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
The ranch was the same, but this was more up in the mountains, in the woods. Quiet, nobody around. You can hear the trees crackle. So at night, when it's really quiet and a branch breaks, you hear it.
Yeah.
It goes. And it echoes through the, look, there's some cabin pictures on Facebook. So if you go to my Facebook page, there's some cabin pictures there. Let's see. I don't see the one with the...
The icicle.
Icicle. But there's one with you and Chetty. Here's one right here where we're sitting by the fireplace. There's all of us right there.
That's a good picture. I may have used that one before as my thing. I'll have to go back through and see. Maybe I'll use that picture as the cover picture for this episode then.
And you have, there's a picture of you. It was shady. There's one of our fishing days right there. That might have been the day we saw the bear right there.
All right. I'll have to include that picture.
Yeah, so I guess it was shady. It wasn't tablet. It was shady. It's right. Hard to remember after you hit the age of 50, you start losing your...
Well, especially since you call Shaley.
That's where we were. There's Grandma and Grandpa, Eric, TJ, me, Shaley. Let's see, are you in there?
I don't know. All right, so at this part, listeners, just look at the pictures that I've included and go in order, and you'll know what he's talking about.
Sequoia Crest is the name of the place.
Okay.
It's where that's a little town it was up there on Redwood Drive. But
there was like an actual town up there? Or?
Well, they call it Sequoia Crest, so it was like a little community. There was probably, I don't know, maybe 50 cabins up there. Maybe not that many. But in that area, there was quite a few.
Have you ever like looked into how much it is to get one now?
Well, back then, it was... Oh, here you go. Here's one. Here you go. Here's another picture. There's me, you, and Shay.
Oh,
so okay. You were up there when you were a little baby, see?
Oh, little tiny baby.
All right, so you can use that picture. All right. Anyway, we were at the time when Grandpa got sick. I wanted to buy the cab.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it by myself. We had to pay. They needed the money. So we were thinking, if we get Rick and Pam to come in, we all three of us could buy that cabin and keep it in the family.
Yeah.
That was a high idea. But Grandpa needed the money ASAP. So when they, because he had that kidney problem, or a liver problem.
Yeah.
So they had to sell it to go on to Medicare. They had to liquidate. And they needed the cash from that to help pay for some of the medical bills. So they went up there to put it up for sale, and they sold it that day. As soon as they put it up for sale, they sold it. Wow. Cash. Somebody came and paid cash
for it. How much did they sell it for?
I don't know. I think it was like 90, I think 95 or something like that.
Geez, that's really cheap.
They paid, I don't think they paid that. I think they paid like 50 or 55 for it, something like that.
Wow.
Somewhere like that. I don't know the exact numbers. But somebody walked in and paid cash for it. And then they cemented the driveway.
That was probably a good idea.
And did that kind of stuff to upgrade the cab. Now it's probably worth quite a bit of money, because that was back in when they sold it, 1994, 95. So you're looking almost 20 years ago when they sold it.
Yeah.
So you imagine what it cost now. It's probably $200,000,
$300,000. Yeah. Real expensive.
So, but that was a pretty good time. I remember the cabin stuff. It was pretty good. We got pictures. We got home movies. So I did like that part of my life. It was pretty good. I liked it.
All right.
So there. All right, what's next? Is that it?
I don't know. Let's see. Do you have to go get ready for work?
I got to get ready. I got to go to work in 30 minutes. So probably should, how long have we been talking?
I don't know. Let's see. We have been talking for 40 minutes.
All right, that's probably long enough. So let's close it up.
Okay.
What's your closing statements?
My closing statements? I don't have any closing statements. No closing statements.
All right, well, that's another story of me. Until next time, folks. See ya. Don't want to be you.
Okay, bye. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.